Well, before I start, I would just like to say a short prayer. Lord, I just thank you for all that's happened this morning so far. I thank you for the video. I thank you for the selection of songs. And I thank you for the words that were spoken and the scriptures that were read. It's just amazing how you put all these things together, Lord. So as I share my message, I just ask that the truth of your word would be what remains, and that anything of me would fall away. And just give you the glory today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A while ago, the Lord impressed upon me the word treasure. So I'm going to talk about treasure this morning. And, you know, when I say treasure, what do you think about? And I asked myself that question. And I said, you know, I wonder what the dictionary defines treasure as. And, of course, the dictionary has noun and verb descriptions. So the noun descriptions, a quantity of metals or precious gems, valuable objects, synonyms, riches, valuables, jewels, gold, silver, precious metals. And then verbs, to cherish, to hold dear, to place great value on, to prize, to set great store by, to value greatly, to esteem. So, you know, treasure is something that, however you think about it, something that we really want, really desire. And in the earthly realm, many of us have all sorts of different kinds of treasures that we focus on. And what came to mind initially for me was collections. You know, some people value the monetary worth of the collection, and others, it's more of an emotional value. Things like coins and stamps, gems, books, dolls, antiques, tools, fishing gear, the list goes on. If you look around your house, what treasures have you accumulated? Think about what we do to acquire our treasures. I'm just going to take a little side trip. I had a friend, Ed Brown, and he was a great guy. But when he got interested in something, he was about 200% interested. And he got interested in saltwater fishing. He was always a freshwater fisherman. And he read up on it, and he got and went out and bought himself some gear. He bought gear for deep sea fishing, for shore fishing, for fishing in a small boat. He ended up with over 20 rods and reels and thousands of dollars worth of tackle and lures. He was ready. He was enthusiastic. So think about how much money, time, and effort we spend on these things. The more time we do thinking about treasures, the more effort we expend to acquire our treasures, and the more money we pay to attain our treasures is a real indicator of its value to us. I've been talking about earthly treasures. Treasure is talked about in the Bible. There are references to earthly treasures. But real treasure is not of this earthly realm, but of the heavenly realm. If you remember last week Owen's message, he was telling us there are two realms. Which realm do we live in? So one of the key verses as I started thinking about treasures, is Isaiah 33:5-6. There are many verses I could have chosen, but that one just kind of got my attention. And the verses read, "The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. He shall be the stability of your times. And that struck me because how tumultuous our times are. A wealth of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. And that's a small his, meaning the fear of the Lord is our treasure. So heavenly wealth is our salvation. In wisdom from God and knowledge, the fear of the Lord is his treasure, meaning man's treasure. Remembering Owen's message about the two realms, treasure in the heavenly realm is what Isaiah was describing. And then I looked at the Psalms and Proverbs, and Psalms and Proverbs talk a lot about different kinds of treasure, especially wisdom. And I keyed in on Proverbs 7. Verse 1, my son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. And the phrase apple of your eye really is keep my teachings as what you desire. And then Psalm 119, verse 162 says, I rejoice at your words as one who finds great treasure. And think about it. If we found a fist-sized diamond, how would we react? Well, that's how the Word of God is. That's how valuable it is. And so I did cheat a little bit for my message. I have several different daily devotionals that I read online. And the one gentleman that I don't read as often is named Dr. David Jeremiah. He's a very good Bible teacher. And this one particular daily devotional fit right in with what I was thinking. He used Psalm 119, verse 162, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. And I'm just going to read this very short. Earlier this year, a volunteer for a charity in Arizona was going through books donated for a sale. One was an old copy of The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. The volunteer decided the dilapidated volume wasn't worth saving and was about to throw it away when she thumbed through it and found a hidden chamber. Someone had used a knife to cut a hole in the middle of the book. Inside was $4,000, a hidden treasure. That's nothing compared to the treasure you'll find when opening the covers of the Bible. Perhaps it would help you to think of it in those terms. Use your imagination to see every word of Scripture turning to gold as you read it. Think of every promise as a precious stone. See the words about Jesus in the Gospels as sparkling diamonds. Visualize your daily Bible study time like a miser running his hands through a chest of gold. The treasury of Scripture will enrich your mind, refocus your goals, replace your doubts, and redirect your path, but only if you read it. And then there's a quote from, and I don't know who this lady is, M.S. Kimber in the Sunday School World of 1893. To get the best use out of the Bible for daily life, give it the best and freshest, not the most tired and dull hour of the day. So I thought that was a pretty good little daily devotional from Dr. Jeremiah. So I've been encouraging others the importance of the Word of God, of learning it and knowing it. As Dr. Jeremiah noted, every word is a piece of gold. In just knowing one line, verses, you have great treasure. I talked to someone recently and they were afraid and they couldn't think of anything except Jesus loves me. That was their prayer. And the Lord answered that prayer. So some people are not readers. I don't really like to read. My wife, on the other hand, loves to read. However, I enjoy reading the Bible because it is valuable. It is a treasure. Some people are not readers, but like music. And I kind of probably fall in that category because ever since I got to the right place with the Lord, I didn't find him, he found me. He knew where he was. I've been listening to Christian music in the car, and that's basically all I listen to in the car, is Christian music. And back when I started listening to it in the 80s, a lot of the groups sang scripture, or they sang scripture paraphrased. And so I learned a lot of Bible back then from listening to those songs. So sometimes when I quote, I quote from the song, and it's not quite the same as what's in the Bible. And one of the favorite ones that Linda and I have, I asked Paul to play today, which he did. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Then there are others. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, is a song. You are my hiding place, another great song. How great thou art. Sing with me, how great is our God. And there's many, many more. And one of the newest ones that I really feel is oriented on the word of God is I raise a hallelujah. We all are more familiar with that one probably than the ones I mentioned. And it's a great song. And the history of that song is important. If you don't know the history of that song, you should take time to look it up. The importance for God's word is that we take the truths in the Bible, that we learn them, and that we keep them. Originally, this was going to be my message. The treasure of having the Word of God and learning the Word of God. I talked to several men who have been walking with the Lord for over 70 years and teaching. And I asked them about what they thought treasure might be. And every one of them came up with the Bible. And one good friend said, when he thought about the question, he realized for 1,500 years, people did not have the Word of God. They didn't have the Bible until the printing press was developed and the Bible could be put in print. So we should even more treasure our Bibles. And today, even today, many parts of the world do not have a Bible. And that's where I would have ended my message. However, as we saw this morning, God is really cool. He put everything together this morning. And I think everything that happened this morning fits in to what I decided to add to my message. I listened to another gentleman and have a daily devotional that I received from him, Dr. James Merritt, with Touching Lives Ministries. And he had a daily devotional on Friday, which is when I altered course a little bit. And his key verse for his devotional on Friday, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And I'm going to read his because I can't say what he was thinking as well as he did. We all have priorities, don't we? As Christians, we are taught from a young age to put God first in our lives. We are taught to invest our energy and time in the things that matter most, like our relationships with God, with family, and with other people. And while this is indeed great wisdom, oftentimes the semantics of put God first can lead to a work-based, weary, and discouraged life for believers. Jesus did not say to put God first in Mark 12:30. He said to love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. God is not another item on a long list of daily priorities, according to Scripture. He is not merely of supreme importance in our lives. He is our life. He is to be the center of all we do, say, think, believe, and feel. He is the hub of life's wheel around which other priorities revolve like spokes. This is a very important distinction. There is a great difference in putting Christ at the top of a perpetual list and Him being the list. It helps to understand what the words heart, soul, mind, and strength mean in the original language of the New Testament. Heart, the center of all physical and spiritual life, the inmost part of a person. Soul, the seat of feelings, desires, and affections. Mind, the faculty of understanding and the way of thinking and feeling, and strength, one's ability, force, and might. The commandment that is of utmost importance, Jesus says, is that we love God fully and completely with every part of who we are. We are to love Him from our core all the way out. He determines what we feel, desire, and have affection for. He controls the way we think and how we understand things. He is the source of our abilities, force, and might. He is not a priority. He is much more than that and cannot be compared to anything else in life. That is what it means to love God. So after listening to Dr. Jeremiah's interpretation and description of Mark 12:30, that is the true treasure, loving God with all that we are. And in the New Testament, Jesus even gave some parables about treasure. In Matthew, He gave two parables right next to each other. He gave one about finding a treasure in a field and selling everything in order to purchase that field. And right after that, He had the parable about finding a pearl of great price and selling everything to get that pearl. Well, that's what God is. That's how we're to think about how valuable God is. That we're to give up everything to follow Him. So this Friday last minute daily devotional was very convicting for me. And only God can help us love Him the way we should love Him. The good news is that once we're saved, we start on the road of sanctification. That is the process of letting, also allowing, God to work in our lives to change our hearts, minds, soul, and love for Him. So God is the real treasure that we should be seeking. So I'm just going to give you a little side commentary here. I believe that Linda and I are in a place in our walk with the Lord that we are drawing nearer to Him and we can see His kingdom and His treasure more clearly. The reason I decided to bring a message on treasure is because several months ago, the Lord greatly impressed on me what a great treasure He gave me, my wife, Linda. I've been with her for over 50 years. And as I began to think about that, God is making me more aware of all the true treasures, learning more from His Word all the time. But there are other treasures that He's given me. Being part of this fellowship is a treasure. Having brothers and sisters like all of you great treasure. And as I'm drawing nearer to God, even every part of the day, I just see his creation and what a great treasure that is, and just see his handiwork. And just as a final observation, the way God works so wonderfully all the time, I was originally going to bring this message on June 9th. And due to different circumstances, I brought it today. The week after, Owen focused us on which realm we're supposed to be living in. So I think it's more meaningful today than it might have been on June 9th. So I'm going to close in prayer for all of us. And it's in line with James Merritt's description of Mark 12:30. Father, I just thank you that you put everything this morning together, and I could see your hand through the course of praise and worship and the video and all the other words and prophecies that you brought. I just ask that we realize you as our true treasure. I ask that you would help us and enable us to love you with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And I pray that our desire would be for you with all that we are. Amen.